But then they lived in Dallas, didn't they?
Yeah, that's where the Bama shop was in Dallas.
Right.
But they grew up and they were in Waco a long time.
This is when Cornelia went to work for Woolworths.
Yes, that's right.
It was at Woolworths then that she worked in the lunch counter.
Yeah, she made the pies.
Did you learn your pie making from her?
No, I learned that from working with my sister-in-law. I worked in Bama's shop in Oklahoma City, and that's where I learned the formulas and stuff.
Was from
my sister-in-law.
But the story of Bama pie really kind of starts right here, where she went to work for Woolworths, and these pies that she made were really very popular.
Yeah, they sold really well. They were really good. She was a good cook.
And I understand that people stood in line.
Yeah, they would line up to turn in their orders, and they'd make them at the counter there, and they'd come back and get them.
Then I think they had to enlarge the lunch counter.
Yeah, it grew.
They had like 30 seats, and then they decided to extend it to 75 seats.
It grew because of the pies.
Because of the pies that Blanchie made.
That she made.
As Big Daddy called her, right?
That's right.
So she made hundreds of pies a day, didn't she?
She'd make 50 or 60, which was a lot, because she made them all by hand.
Yeah.
And they'd bake them off there at the counter. That's the way it got started.
So then one day her husband, Big Daddy, or Henry, he says,
"You make me some of those pies, I'll see if I can't sell them," he said, on the job sites, and that's the way he did. He had a basket with pies in it, and when the guys got off for lunch, he'd go around and sell pies for dessert, just out of his basket.
Then he gave the pie company a name.
Bama.
Spinning off Cornelius's second name.
Yeah, Alabama. Alabama. She was Cornelia, Alabama.
So then Henry decided to go into this business.
Yeah.
He went to the supplier to buy the supplies, and he only had...
He paid $1.50 down, and they gave him credit for the other supplies until he got his money. And then he went back and paid them.
I think $25.
Yeah, something like that.
Was the amount of the supplies.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then he took them back to their kitchen, and Big Mother made the pies.
So this is where Henry hadn't really started a business yet, but he said, "I will put this money down."
Yeah, he was a salesman. He really was.
And the supplier looked at him and thought, "Well, this looks like a very trustworthy man."
Yeah. You know, they could depend on what he told them.
Right. So then he had this vision for the company, and it wasn't just in Dallas. He thought he could grow this company throughout Texas.
Yeah, they started making the pies for the school lunch and stuff.
Okay.
And that's when it started growing.
Mm-hmm.
Because she really could make good pies. She
right.
really did.
So then the money that we were taking in, they just kind of kept it in their house, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They didn't get that much money that it worried them to hide it.
They soon opened a checking account, I think.
Uh-huh. They opened a bank account where they could deposit the money and not carry it with them.
At the First National Bank in Dallas.
Yeah. They opened the account with $50.
And then they bought a delivery truck,
Model A Ford.
A Model A. You remember that, don't you?